Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Panthers begin to celebrate. Panther perfection. The Florida Panthers win their second consecutive Stanley Cup.
It was really loud in that building last night, so you couldn't hear the sound of Connor McDavid skating off the ice. Wet fart. Because once again, he comes up small in a big game. That's just a fact. Connor McDavid, one goal in the six-game series. Connor McDavid, last year in Game 7, no goals, no assists, so no points. A big nothing burger from the guy who's affectionately referred to as McJesus. Now he's being called McMaybe next year. And at 21 years old, Sidney Crosby, after losing to the Detroit Red Wings, comes back. They lose Marian Hossa. We thought that was going to be a generational line pairing, line combo. You're going to have Crosby, you're going to have Hossa, and they were going to write stories together, and it was going to be wonderful, and they would skip to one another in parks and hug, and it was going to be awesome. And he leaves. He goes to Detroit for just a little bit more money. So the Red Wings were better than they had been the year before. And Sidney Crosby and the Penguins, they win. They vanquish that beast. Connor McDavid at 28 years old has won, well, nothing. The biggest trophy he's won, it's from the Four Nations Face-Off, a made-up tournament that was fun this year, but only had four damn teams in it, and he won because he's on a team with Sidney Crosby. Josh Yowie tweeted this last night. I feel for McDavid. Remarkable player. He's never won anything other than Four Nations. Lemieux and Gretzky were never silenced with the cup on the line. It will live with him until he finally wins it. He's not Mario or Gretzky. Might want to pipe down comparisons until he wins it all. A strong take there from Yowie. He didn't go far enough. Yeah, McDavid's not Gretzky. Yeah, my God, McDavid's not Lemieux. He ain't Sidney Crosby either. So until he hoists the Stanley Cup over his head, and he may never do that, I don't want to hear the comparisons anymore. Enough. 28 years old, he's won jack crap, and yes, he's a fabulous playoff performer until it matters most, and then he doesn't show up. He was a minus four last night, Doran. He was a minus seven in the series. Yeah, he helped get him there. He put them on his back to get there. He didn't do enough when it mattered most.
Yeah, and that's exactly where I'm at, and he didn't show up whenever it mattered, and they needed him to show up. Where I would feel bad for him, there's only a little bit of part of me that feels a little bit bad, is because if he somehow doesn't play for the Edmonton Oilers anymore and he goes somewhere else, that will always be an asterisk next to him if he goes win somewhere else, because he had to go somewhere else to win.
I'm with you.
Else to win, because he's not going to go to a non-contender, right? Like, if he does go somewhere else, he's going to go somewhere where there's guys around him that can help, and he can elevate them to get into a Stanley Cup. And that will always be the story of Connor McDavid if he doesn't win in Edmonton. And we all know how hard it is. How hard it is to even go back to back.
Sure.
To back to back to back. Like, if he's going to go again, you know how hard it is to even repeat to get back to it next year. So if he doesn't win in Edmonton and he does go somewhere else in his career at some point, that will always be a head tilt, he had to go somewhere else to win. He couldn't get it done where he was at before.
Man, I thought I came out strong. That's a hell of a take, and I agree with every syllable and half syllable you just said. There will be an asterisk. I look at Kevin Durant. You can't beat him, join him. Yep. Hey, congratulations on your ring. It counts as half a ring in my book, right?
Yep.
LeBron James, because he went back to Cleveland and won, I think, all right, we're good.
Right.
But going to Miami, building that team, all Bosch, all Wade, asterisk, until he goes and does it again in Cleveland. And there are other examples, and you can text in the best ones at 412-928-9370. I believe, I did not look at this today, but I believe that next year is Connor McDavid's last year on his deal, and then he'll be a free agent. You have to win in Edmonton.
Yes.
You just do.
If you are regarded as an all-time great.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of situations, obviously, in sports where guys leave and they win, but they're not in the conversation like we're talking with Connor McDavid.
Right.
Like, I think of Matthew Stafford as an example.
Yeah.
Like, he's not in a conversation of being the best or one of the best or top five NFL quarterbacks ever.
Right.
He's not. So, like, okay, like, that's fine. Like, that's the tier you're in, and you could do that. But whenever you're being talked about as being better than some of the other greats, you got to win there. Got to.
I'm with you. You just do. And I've said that now three times, but if I say it enough, I think I cement it as fact. Crosby, three-time Cup winner, two-time Art Ross winner, which means most points in a season. He would have done it more. He would have done it if not for David Steckel in that Winter Classic that year. And hell, the Penguins may even have won the Cup that year. A two-time Rocket Richard winner, two-time Conn Smythe winner. Now, last year, Connor McDavid did win the playoff MVP, the Conn Smythe Award, in a losing effort. How about Sam Bennett, who wins it for Florida, and he's going to be an unrestricted free agent? That guy's going to make a bajillion dollars. Crosby, a two-time MVP. Connor McDavid, a three-time MVP. But again, Sid would have won the MVP had he not got hurt that year. I think that's a fact. I think Sid would have won it in the lockout shortened season if he didn't take a Brooks Orpik slap shot off his chin. But we don't need to assign things to Crosby that he doesn't have because he's got enough as it is. The only thing Connor McDavid has ever won is that Four Nations face-off, which was super fun, really entertaining, but he ain't even the guy that his teammates are going to turn to for leadership because damn 87's in the room. Now, it ain't his fault that the NHL was like, whoa, last two Olympics, we're not going to let NHL guys go. It's not his fault. He probably would have won gold medals in a couple of Olympics if NHL players were allowed to go there, but I'm just going off the facts here. And the facts are -7 in this series, -4 in the decisive game 6, and again, he goes 0-for mm-hmm. in last year's game 7. And look, it was awesome to see what they did last year, down 3-0 and then come all the way back and fall just short, but hey, don't dig a hole.
Right.
They dug a hole this year. They were losing every game save one in this series going into the second period. It went 6. It really wasn't that competitive. And I understand that Florida's roster is better. This might be sacrilege. I go back, I look at those Detroit teams, and the one that Crosby and company vanquished in 2009, I would take that Detroit team. I would take the 08 Detroit team over this Panthers team.
Yes.
Those teams were stacked with Hall of Famers.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Lidstrom, one of the best of all time. Datsyuk, criminally underrated. Zetterberg, the list goes on and on. And again, I'm not taking anything away from this Panthers team. They're going to go down in the Pantheon. You win back-to-back, and you go to three consecutive. You're one of the best teams in a five-year period ever, but I don't think they're as good as those Detroit teams. And Crosby said, F it, I'm winning against them anyhow. After they beat us in 08. They slayed the dragon. Connor McDavid had his chance to do what Sid did. Get revenge. It was great theater. It was all set up here on a silver platter for him. And again, he wet farts the thing.
He had a chance to get revenge, but what Sid did, he did it at a young age, and then he did it again. And Connor McDavid would have to do it at an older age, and he wasn't able to do it.
Right.
That makes sense.
I totally see what you're saying, and it makes it almost impossible now, in my opinion, and maybe people out there will disagree, but I think we're preaching to the choir here. It almost makes it impossible for him to ever catch Sidney Crosby when we're talking about the Mount Rushmore of all-time great hockey players. Or if you're one of these people that doesn't have Crosby in the top four, if you've got him top five, I mean, I think that's probably as low as you can drop him. I think it's going to be almost impossible for McDavid to pass him by. Great. This is an era where it's been difficult to score, and Connor McDavid has been basically unstoppable in regular seasons, and apart from the Stanley Cup final, he has pretty much been unstoppable in the postseason. But we live in an era of rings culture.
Yep.
What have you done? You've won nothing. And it's not like Sidney Crosby hasn't racked up tremendous regular season accolades. He has. We just ripped through them. And Sidney Crosby's also gone the most consecutive seasons in the history of the sport, averaging over a point per game. So Crosby's got the regular season bona fides, and Crosby's got all the hardware, and he's a two-time playoff MVP. And even if McDavid does happen to win a championship or two elsewhere, you're right, man. It's always going to be looked at, yeah, oh, man, you couldn't,
had to leave.
You couldn't do it there, so you had to go to a better situation to do it. And yeah, the Penguins have had a good supporting cast. Leon Draisaitl has been unreal. He was up for the MVP this year. He didn't win it. Connor Hellebuck won it. I think it's stupid when a goalie wins MVP. That's neither here nor there. I probably would have given it to Leon Draisaitl, but it's not like he didn't have his running mate, hasn't had his running mate. He's had his Evgeny Malkin and Leon Draisaitl. So I just don't think Connor McDavid's ever going to stack up with Sidney Crosby. And I hate to see teams have success that mirrors or replicates that of the Penguins. And I guess I didn't really want to see the Panthers go back-to-back, because now people will go, oh, what was the best back-to-back champion? But I think it's nice to see the world sort of do an about-face here and realize that this McDavid ain't no 87.
Right.
412-928-9370. If you want to chime in, if you want to pile on, I think maybe you will, at 412-928-9370. Let's have some fun with that. Texter writes in, sometimes you play a just much better team. Come on. You're the best player in the world.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that at all. If you're the best player in the world, you figure out a way. I mean, all the greats figure out a way. Doesn't matter who's in front of them. It matters what they're doing.
That is such an obnoxiously wrong opinion for me.
Yeah.
I'm not doubting the greatness of these Florida Panthers. Seriously, they've gone to three straight finals. They've won back-to-back championships. They are really hard to play against. You are going to feel it. They are fun to watch. They score. They play defense. They'll hit you into the 15th row. You're the best player in the world. Oh, those Pistons, they sure were tough on Michael Jordan. Oh, okay. Dude went 6-0 in finals. You play through it. You elevate your game, and you get it done in the most crucial moments. Well, you better guard that. Like, here's the other thing that you get. Well, he was dealing with the top forward pairs and the top defensemen from Florida for an entire series. Oh, well, yeah, I guess the Red Wings forgot to go out there and check Sidney Crosby. They didn't want to match up against that guy. Yeah. Hey, Kobe Bryant's got the ball with the game on the line. You might want to guard him. Oh, he drained it. Why? Because he's the damn Black Mamba.
Right.
Go out there and make plays. We just saw it on ESPN. Great Game 6 moments in NBA Finals history. Who do you think was going to take the shot to try to tie Game 6? You think it might be Ray Allen, one of the great shooters of all time? He comes off a screen. You think you might want to guard that guy? Yeah, of course. But he's an all-time great shooter. So he's going to make the damn shot. For goodness sakes. 412-928-9370. I think I'm just arguing against nobody here. But
no, I mean, you're making a case for what the situation is for all the people that are out there that are trying to compare him to Sidney Crosby, or even Alexander Ovechkin, even just the top five
great
greats.
Point.
Like, it's not even just about Sidney Crosby. For me, everybody's saying that this guy's a generational talent, which he is, but that's it. He's a generational talent right now, and he's not a generational player, in my opinion, if that makes sense. A generational player, they win.
Well, he's not a generational winner. That's for damn sure. He's a generational talent.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
he's a generational talent.
Mm-hmm.
But a generational player
wins.
They win,
and they win more than once.
Right?
Really? I mean, Ovechkin, I guess he only has won once. Crosby at 37 years old this year, or as Pat Bostic would say, Crosby at 37 years old.
You're sold.
91 points at 37. Connor McDavid this year, 100 points. You know, Sidney Crosby ain't done either. Now, he's not going to win a championship unless he would go someplace else. And if he did, he'd be allowed to, because
yeah,
he's already won it three
times. He already did.
How about Corey Perry?
Oh, man. Oh.
He's lost 5 of the last 6 Stanley Cup finals.
That's actually just incredible to even get to the last 5 Stanley Cup finals.
I don't mean to laugh. That's unfortunate.
That is.
I actually do feel a little bit bad for him. He won one back in the day with Anaheim. He also won an MVP. You said it before the show. If Corey Perry found a way to win one or two of these bad boys, or his team found a way to win one or two of these bad boys, because he's a role player at this point, he's probably pushing for Hall of Fame contention.
No doubt.
Here's the question for you at 412-928-9370, and it's the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll question. Brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com. Do you feel bad for Connor McDavid? I heard Steige come on yesterday with Starkey, and he said it would be a shame if McDavid never wins one. Yoey wrote last night, I feel for McDavid. Rob Rossi put something out there similarly, and I'm not attacking these guys personally, but I'm just wondering if you agree. Do you feel bad for Connor McDavid? We'll get to that coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Connor McDavid, a -4 in the decisive game 6, 1 goal in the 6-game series. Josh Yowie saying he feels for McDavid. Rob Rossi tweeting out McDavid is just one player. That's what you hear when guys lose. Well, he's just one of 23.
Yeah, if you want to make a case for somebody.
Exactly right. Yeah. But when that guy wins and hoists the cup, you go, wow, what a winner.
Mm-hmm.
He's a winner if he wins it. He's 1 of 23 if he loses it. Someone also texts in, Max Talbot scored 2 Game 7 goals while Crosby was in the dressing room because he got hurt. And yeah, Crosby did get hurt. He played 10 minutes in Game 7 of the 2009 Stanley Cup Final. In those 10 minutes, though, he was not a -2. And Connor McDavid was on the ice twice in the first period for goals scored by the Panthers. He was a -2 after one period. So his mark had already been made in a losing manner in the amount of time that Crosby played in his Game 7 against Detroit. So get the hell out of here with that. And if Crosby's not going to be playing, then that means he's really damn and hurt.
Yep.
412-928-9370. The question is this. Do you feel bad for Connor McDavid? He seems to be garnering sympathy. I've brought up a couple of local examples because I don't want to do the whole straw man thing. Even Sean Gentile, who I believe is based locally, who writes for The Athletic, said, who's Connor McDavid going to yell at this time? Is he going to look in the mirror? Which, Sean's a really nuanced guy, and I don't think he's all about the ring culture. I don't want to speak for him, but whenever I see a guy like that say that McDavid should be looking in the mirror this time around, I pay attention to it because he's usually not one of these hot take artists.
Yeah, but the proof is in the pudding, too. I mean, you just said it. I mean, look what he did down the stretch here. You know, didn't really show up. So, you know, obviously it's a lot easier said than done.
Of course.
You know, I mean, of course, but this is our job. And, you know, if you are being talked about as being one of the greats of all time. Now, I also wrestle with this because of the whole Marino thing.
Yeah.
I just think that Marino was in an era where he brought out, like, the passing of the football. So it's a little bit different,
first
I guess.
First guy to throw for 5,000
yards. Exactly. Yes. You know, so I understand that argument of it, but listen, you got to get one. And that's what Ovi did. Like, Ovi, you could almost feel the pressure for years and years and years from Alexander Ovechkin to just get one. Like, I got to get one. And he did. And he figured out a way to get one. So this obviously isn't the ending for Connor McDavid. He probably will get one at some point. I just don't think it's going to be with Edmonton.
The interesting thing about Ovechkin is, apart from when they won the Stanley Cup, they had never gotten beyond the second round of the playoffs.
Right.
So if they didn't win the Stanley Cup in 2018, I mean, he was going to get hit with this forever. And no one's saying McDavid can't be an all-time great. Dan Marino, I think, an all-time great. But you get passed up by guys when you're an all-time great who hasn't won a championship and other guys have great statistics and they have won more than you. That's just the way that it all comes down. Like, that's how you're going to get remembered. That's how you're going to get talked about. That anytime you bring up Dan Marino, you're going to hear people, maybe even from the peanut gallery, shout, yeah, the best who's never won one.
Mm-hmm.
That's just something you wind up having to live with. Now, I think his inclusion in Ace Ventura Pet Detective, I think that makes him an all-time great.
That helps.
I think that pushes him over the top.
Yes.
That helps. He was on with Starkey a couple weeks ago, and he said he gets recognized as much for that as anything else.
No doubt.
Which is just outstanding.
Unbelievable.
One of the great movies ever. Yes. Definitely better than that movie Nana's on Netflix.
Way better.
Do you feel bad for Connor McDavid? 412-928-9370. You can call us, of course, but you can also tweet us at underscore Adam Crowley at Score and Doran, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The only way I'll change my mind on Connor McDavid is if after this year he signs with the Penguins and wins a championship.
Yeah, right.
Come on home,
so much
baby.
For the rebuild.
Yeah, that's right. They'll have the cap space.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't that be something?
I think these next 2 years are really interesting. This is kind of an aside, but I think the Penguins are going to tank this year, and they could wind up with Gavin McKenna.
Yeah, from Penn State.
Yeah, he could be at Penn State. So this he could be the next one, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got teams probably jockeying for position to better their lottery odds to get him. And then I'm interested to see some of this cap manipulation that goes on between now and when McDavid's a free agent. And I think McDavid would be an absolute nincompoop if he did not at least test free agency.
Oh, yeah. You have to at this point.
You do. Now, I think you got to stay in Edmonton if you haven't won one, like we were talking about in the first segment, or else there's always going to be that asterisk there. But if you're McDavid, you at least have to go and get courted by all these teams. I mean, at least get a nice dinner or two.
Mm-hmm.
New York City Toronto and Montreal and all
private
these places.
Jet, you know,
oh, yeah. Get the Kings in. Treatment,
no
man.
No doubt. Yeah.
Absolutely, you got to do that. Do you feel bad for Connor McDavid? 412-928-9370. What happened to us as a society? Everyone used to crush guys when they wouldn't win. That's what sports talk was. And now you got people coming out of the woodwork. Oh, boy, I just feel so bad for this Connor McDavid.
Because he's the one that's carrying the torch,
yeah.
I think, for the sport. I've said it a bunch of times. Like, he is the guy. That's why I, like, root for him, because he is the guy that is carrying the torch for this next generation. And, you know, there's not a plethora of guys.
Well, and you've said this before. You root for greatness.
Yeah.
And I get that. And I was really looking forward to the Stanley Cup final. And through four games, it was a lot of fun. It was the team that won against the quote-unquote next one. And you're hoping, from a storyline standpoint and from a greatness standpoint, that he would rise to the occasion and he would put on a show. And if he did that and he beat the team that thwarted their chances last year after that almost miraculous comeback, we're talking about it forever. And now it's just, oh, man, how good was Florida? And, boy, McDavid choked. Or at least that's what the conversation should be. 412-928-9370. We'd love you to weigh in. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. The Panthers probably don't win the cup unless they swing that trade for Brad Marchand at the deadline. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Could the Penguins maybe do it with Evgeny Malkin? Or would that hurt everybody's feelings? Aww.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's incredible. Feeling you can't really describe, and, you know, seeing the family and everyone up there and everyone that supported me and helped me get to this point. Words can't put this into reality, how great it feels, and such an incredible group. You know, and everybody wrote us off from start of playoffs. They had everybody beating us in every round, and we just had that fire, and we knew we had something special. It's incredible to be part of this group right now. We talked about it before the game. It's such an incredible culture, and everyone that's come in here, it felt like we've been here for a lot longer than a few months, and it's a family. Guys love each other in this room, and you buy into it immediately. They embrace you. It's incredible.
Any chance you come back?
We'll see what happens here soon.
That's Brad Marsham, who was acquired at the deadline from Boston. And now he's a Stanley Cup champion with the Florida Panthers. Nobody believed in them, Doran, is what he alleges.
Right.
They had gone to back-to-back Stanley Cup finals, winning one of them. And I don't think people were necessarily doubting them at any point along in the process. I do love that. That's very Nick Saban-esque.
You know, it's like, I think it's the whole kind of stigma around it. It's like, oh, Florida hockey team, you know, you never really wanted to believe in the Panthers, honestly. Like, that's kind of how I feel. Like, I'm not saying that this is what he's saying, but I never wanted to believe that the Florida Panthers were going to win back-to-back cups because they're a Florida hockey team.
Yeah.
Like, it's a Canadian team.
Yeah, if you would ask me like 10 years ago,
right, yeah,
I would have been like, they don't even really care down there. And I'm sure that's not 100% true. Obviously, that barn was jumping, yeah. But everybody loves a winner down there near Miami.
No doubt.
I mean, that is a winner's tan. That is very funny to me, though. You're right, Doran, that Edmonton, where, no offense, they got the Oilers. It would have meant a lot more to them than it did in South Florida. There's no question about that. And they've come up short again. Someone texted in, enough with the McDavid slamming. The goaltending was awful. Look, if McDavid was outstanding in defeat, if he fought valiantly and performed really well, and the goalie couldn't stop a beach ball, I think we would be having a different conversation. But one goal in six games and a minus seven in the series ain't good enough. He did not play up to his standard in this series. If he had and they lost, I'd be not giving him a pass, but I'd be saying, boy, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't show up. Now, he won the Conn Smythe last year for playoff MVP because he was unbelievable, and they fought their tail off to get that series to seven games after falling down 0-3. But then, you know what? He didn't have a goal, he didn't have an assist, he didn't have a point in Game 7, and it sort of invalidates it for me. You bring yourself to the precipice of greatness, and then you can't get it done? No, zero sympathy. Texter, you had to have a Nana to appreciate the little things. I was at Nana's house last night. Damn it, that movie still stunk. They could have done a better job with a great concept. Anyway, so Brad Marchand gets acquired at the deadline. He had 51 points in 71 games this year. Evgeny Malkin had 50 points in 68 games. Evgeny Malkin may not retire after this season, according to Josh Yowie. Now, he might. Or he might go to Russia and finish his career there. But Yowie, in his reporting, at least left open the possibility to Malkin finishing his career in a different sweater. And if that's the case, if Malkin were to, after this season, go and sign with, name a team, Anaheim, you might as well trade him at the deadline if he's having a good year, Doran. There are certain guys that I want to see finish their careers with one helmet. TJ Watt, I don't necessarily need it. He's never won a playoff game. Sidney Crosby, I would cry if he ever were not a Pittsburgh Penguin. I'd understand it if he wanted to go win someplace else. That's not what I'm saying, but I'd be really upset by it. Malkin, I'm okay with it. If you could flip him at the deadline and get a first-round pick for him, and you're trying to tank for Gavin McKenna, it makes all the sense in the world to trade this guy. And you just saw Brad Marchand get a first-round pick in return. It was a second conditional on him playing 50% of the games in the first two rounds of the playoffs. Obviously, they did that. If you can get a first-round pick or a conditional second-round pick for Evgeny Malkin at the deadline, and he's okay with waiving the no-move clause, I got zero problem with it, and I would, in fact, endorse it, Doran.
Yeah, my argument was going to be, like, would you discredit his, I guess, career if you did that to him? Would that be a little bit of a slap in the face and not let him just go out on just the finality of his contract being done? But Brad Marchand, I would believe that he's close to what, you know, he meant to the Bruins is what Evgeny Malkin means to the Penguins. Mm-hmm. So they did it. So that kind of just pushed my argument down. So
I mean, I think about it too. I mean, Lemieux was a one helmet guy. Yzerman was a one helmet guy. Friggin' Rooney got me saying one helmet about hockey players. Gretzky left, but he had won, obviously, a bunch. LeBron left. Michael Jordan played with the Wizards. I don't think it invalidates anything. I don't think it's disrespectful. I think you'd frame it this way. Gino, now you got this no trade clause. Clearly we suck. This is a hypothetical conversation between Dubas and Malkin and Malkin's representation at the deadline. Let's get everyone up to speed here. What do you want to do? You want to finish a Penguin? You deserve the right to have a say, and it's in your contract that you have a say. If you want to stick it out, if you want to do the goodbye tour where people are throwing flowers and there's going to be montages, we'll let you have that. If you want to go and chase a championship, we'll do that for you, too. That's probably how I'd approach
it. Yeah.
Because you don't want to fray a relationship
between
he and the organization. I do think if Lemieux were part of the ownership group,
no way.
No chance.
No way.
No chance. Because he saw what happened with Jágr, and I think that bothered him forever until it eventually didn't. 412-928-9370, the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Would you have a problem with the Penguins trading Evgeny Malkin at the deadline like the Bruins did with their legend Brad Marchand? 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. In 10 minutes, Ryan Clark continues his crusade against Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers. We got a lot of Steeler stuff to get to and not a lot of time to do it because we are jam-packed today. Your guy, Dave Wonstadt, going to join us at 9:35.
That's correct.
Doug Whaley from 9 until 10. Ray Fittipaldo at 8. John Wehner to talk about those now all of a sudden losers of three straight Buccos. But right now we're asking if you would move Evgeny Malkin at the deadline like the Bruins did with Brad Marchand. 412-928-9370. I also saw John Buccigross, who is a big hockey guy, he retweeted something that made me laugh out loud. It says, the miracle of life from fertilization to birth. And it starts off with an anatomically correct penis. And I got to tell you, I do think childbirth is absolutely a miracle and it's fascinating. I don't think that our part in it was all that much of a miracle. Pretty easy thing for us to take care of.
Yeah, it's very easy. Very, very easy. Why did he retweet that?
I don't know. Huh. I don't know. It's like all this Panther stuff, some opinion, McDavid talk, and then I keep seeing on my timeline a cartoon penis.
I did see that, but I didn't know it was from him.
That's why I was like, why does this isn't the For You tab? Why does this keep showing up? So then I investigated and it was Buccigross.
Interesting.
And it's cool. It is interesting. I watched the video. I mean, it's absolutely a miracle after our part. Our part, not a miracle at all. Our part is like a couple of beers.
Yeah.
Like my role in the whole thing, well, I had a couple of glasses of wine. Next thing you know, 9 months later, what up, Nora?
Yep.
Like it wasn't that difficult.
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
Would Rob in Chicago trade Evgeny Malkin at this year's deadline? Hi, Rob.
He would have been gone so fast years ago, it would have made his head spin.
Okay, real quick, Rob, and I'm not jumping down your throat here, but I wanted somebody to make this point on the air because we got a lot of it on the text line. I think Evgeny Malkin is actually criminally underrated. Because he could be careless with the puck sometimes, and he played a high-risk game. My man won a Conn Smythe Trophy, is a first ballot Hall of Famer, but because he plays with Sidney Crosby, I think he's underrated. So I have always been a little bit more tempered in my criticism of him, but do go on.
All right, and let me make a point about the Florida Panthers, too, before you let me go. Malkin should get the whole flowers and the victory tour and all that stuff, but that should have happened years ago. Like I said, they've kept the get-along gang along around for too long. And it's to a point now where, it's kind of like they don't want to offer him a contract because there's nothing left. So, but to the Florida Panthers, this goes back to 96. I'm still angry about them from that.
Yeah.
They're a boil on the ass of hockey. I remember all the rats getting thrown on the ice and stuff like that.
Did you guys see, and thank you for the call, Rob, because now we're up against it. Did you see that they threw a bunch of rats on the ice again 2 games ago, and someone threw a deceased rat on the ice that then got they were trying to scrape it off the ice, and there's just blood and guts everywhere.
Yeah, that's nasty.
I gotta wonder what goes through a person's head, because it's not just the throwing of the deceased rat onto the ice.
The bringing of it in the to the arena.
That's right.
It's the packaging it up and putting it in your bag, carrying it around, the smell.
Oh, God. And it, going undetected, that thing's got to be wrapped up.
Ooh.
Probably taped to your leg. Oh, that's disgusting. That's like when they would do it with the fish
yep.
in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a catfish. How do you get that thing through security? Thing smells terrible. And it's humongous.
Huge, yeah.
It's like 30 pounds.
And weren't they drinking beer out of it, too?
Yeah, which is just... I mean, I love sports because it brings this kind of stuff to the forefront. Like, it was one of the Titans' offensive linemen.
Yeah, Taylor Lewan.
Yeah, it was Taylor Lewan. He drank a beer from the mouth of a dead fish. And we haven't seen the Red Wings do anything significant in a long time, but they would always throw the octopi on the ice, and you bring a dead octopus in. That's pretty disgusting, too. I'm happy we don't do that with penguin carcasses here in Pittsburgh.
Octopi? Is that how you say that?
I would think that would be the plural of octopus. My other guess I can't say on the
yeah,
air.
Yeah, that's what my guess was.
All right, you can weigh in on the Connor McDavid bashing. You can also still give us a call on whether or not you would ask Malkin to waive his no-trade clause at the deadline this year, 412-928-9370. But when we come back, we've got Ryan Clark criticizing both Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin in one fell swoop. We'll react to it. First, Fan Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.